Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We are dental practice brokers nationwide. I'm a dentist myself, 25 years, and now doing the dental practice brokerage for 14 years. So we are growing. Today's topic is the wise guy slash girl dentist who's totally screwed up the deal. Because they were the smartest person in the room. We'll talk about what happened on this screw up. So anyway, as you know, we now have 10 employees. We're in 22 states and growing. We're available to you 363 days a year. And we take our Christmas and Easter. All right, our phone number is 201-663-0935. And our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. So dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. Call us anytime. All the information you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes. It's not legal or business advice. If you're thinking about selling, purchasing a dental office, selling your dental office to a large DSO, call us, because we know the best ones and we know what goes on in the marketplace, how things are changing, etc. We pick and choose who we think the best one for you are. The marketplace is changing. We think we're up on top of everything. But just to let you know. All right? And our commission is generally paid by the DSOs, but we're independent. Also, the legal fees that you're going to pay, if it's a large DSO sales, we'll get those legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. We've done that many times. Okay? Now, what happened? So this dentist, guy, gal, whatever, they're this like, they bought 5 practices over the years, and they are so smart, they know everything. So there was a practice that was quite large, you know, and they were interested in it. We gave them the parameters, and we said, look, you know, we're going to be away for the weekend and so forth, but we'll talk and we'll get the information to you. They signed a non-disclosure agreement, and we were able to get them the information they wanted. So while I'm away, okay, the dentist becomes anxious. And again, they've bought 5 practices. They have all the answers in the world. They're the smartest person in the room. One of those. What do? They called the landlord. Don't call the dentist. They called the landlord. And tell the landlord, hey, I want to buy your building, because I'm going to buy the dental practice in the building. Meanwhile, the landlord knows nothing about a potential sale. We always keep that quiet until we get further along. The buy, and then they'll ask the seller to, you know, mention it to the landlord in a cordial way. So now at least the landlord, a courtesy, a courtesy acknowledgement, this may sell. Now, what is this wise guy, gal, dentist do? They call the landlord directly and say, I want the building. And that practice, I'm going to be buying the practice. Landlord had no formal introduction. Generally, it's the attorney that's going to call the landlord. Now the word gets back down to the seller of the dental office. And he's confronted by the landlord. No, the landlord wasn't upset, but he says, why didn't you just tell me this guy was going to call? And the seller says, I didn't know he was going to call. I didn't even know who he was. The seller circumvented me, even though he signed a letter of intent. Such an idiot. And it screwed it up. He screwed it up for himself, the buyer. Because he knows everything about everything and screws it up. You know, sometimes you just got to be patient, let the broker do their work, respect your letter of intent, and let the system work on its own. Don't be a big loudmouth. Think you have all the answers, go blasting the landlord and tell him what you're comfortable with, what the rent is. Landlord doesn't want to hear from you, you know. So, did not work out well. That guy, gal, forget it. Dennis is never going to get, he's not going to get the office. Because now the landlord's pissed off, the seller's pissed off, I am upset, not going to work out. If you like what you hear, please hit the subscribe button. There's always a new story every day. Thank you. Bye now.